ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. Okay, is the screen visible? I shared the screen. If people could see it, please let me know if the audio and video are okay. Everything is fine. Good. Shloka 87. ஹிமகிரிவாசைக்கச்சுரௌ நிஷாயாம் நித்ராணம் நிசிசரமபோகே ச விஷதௌ வரம் லக்ஷ்மி பாத்திரம் ஸ்ரீயமதிசிஜந்தௌ சமயினாம் சரோஜம் த்வத்பாதௌ ஜனனி ஜயதச்சித்ரமிக கிம். சரமபாகே, இட் ஷுட் பி செகண்ட் லைன். ஸ்ரீ ஜனன்யை நமஹா. அம்பாய்ஸ் அட்ரஸ் அஸ் ஜனனி. கண்ட்ரோல் ஓவர் ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் விஷ ஜந்துஸ் லைக் சர்பன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தட். சர்பபய நிவத்தியர்த்தம் ஆச்சாரியா இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் அம்பா அஸ் ஓ ஜனனி ஓ மதர். ஹிமகிரி நிவாசைக்க சதுரவ், ஹீ இஸ் நவ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஹர் ஃபீட். யுவர் பேர் ஆஃப் ஃபீட், தே ஆர் அக்லமட்டைஸ்ட் to the constant residence in the snowy mountain Himagiri Nivasaika Chaturam. They have become very efficient to be in the snow-clad mountain around all the snow. Nishi Charama Bhage Cha Vishuddhav. It is brilliant during the night, at daybreak and also by day. At all the times, that means at the night, in the morning, and also throughout the day, it is very bright and it is very effulgent. It is so beautiful. Sriyamati Srijantau Samayinam. And what do? Those feet, they constantly bestow their grace on the Samaya devotees. We will see Samayachara and all we have described earlier, but we will just only mention during the explanation. Himani Hantavyam. Acharya is now comparing along with the lotus flower. Himani Hantavyam, the lotus flower that is liable to blight by the fall of snow. When the snow falls on the lotus flower, it immediately cannot be bloomed anymore. So Himani Hantavyam. Nishayam Nidranam. And also it sleeps during the night, whereas Amba's feet, they are brilliant, whether it is in the day, the night, or during the, you know, the daybreak, all the time it is bright. Whereas this lotus, it is liable to blight by the fall of snow, and it also sleeps during night. And Varam Lakshmi Patram, it is dependent upon Mahalakshmi for its grace. Unless Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi comes and resides in it, it has no grace at all. So it is depending on Mahalakshmi. Sarojam Pad Padau Jayataha. So your feet, it wins over the lotus. Iha Chitram Kim. What is strange in this? So that is his wonder. O mother, your pair of feet, they are acclimatized to constant residence in the snowy mountain. It is brilliant during the night, and also at dawn, daybreak, and also by day. Constantly it bestows their grace on devotees. It surpasses the lotus, which is liable to blight by the fall of snow. It sleeps during night and is dependent upon Mahalakshmi for its grace. What is strange in this? That is the question Acharya is asking. The japa is done morning facing east or north 1,000 times for 16 days. Control over all kinds of the poisonous reptiles like serpents and all. gold plate is the yantram, naivedyam is supposed to be milk payasam and all that thing. So this is the shloka, 87th shloka. And while adopting the conventional comparison of Devi's feet with the lotus, normally that is how people, you know, charana kamalam, that's what people normally compare. But the poet, what he does, Acharya, he brings out the superiority of Amba's feet. So Amba's feet, they constantly, they withstand the rigor of the snow in the mountain. And they are ever resplendent, both by night and day. The feet are capable of always dispensing what? Immense grace on devotees at all times. The lotus, what it does it do? At the night, the lotus, on the other hand, withers away in snow. During snow, it withers away. It blossoms only during the day. In the night, again, it falls back. And it closes at night and is charming only when Mahalakshmi resides on it. That's what it does. So, by contrast, the poet, what he suggests now, Amba's feet are more, they are worshipful at all times, whether it is day, night, daybreak. So, the samayinam, samayinam means to the devotees who worship in their hearts. We have already seen this Vamachara, Dakshinachara, Samayachara, all those things I have mentioned in previous shlokas earlier. So, the samaya devotees, the Samayachara devotees, who do internal worship of Ambal, of those people, they follow the Samayachara. So the Sri Bija, Acharya Anandagiri, when he in his commentary, he says that the Sri Bijam of Amba is indicated in this shloka, shloka 87. Amba's feet is compared to a lotus and is supposed to be superior to the lotus. Shloka 88. Shloka 87 is what we just now did, so let us go to 88. Shloka 88. Padam te kirtinam prapadam apadam devi vipadam katam neetam sadbihi katina kamati karparatulam katam va bahubhyam bahu upayamana kale purabidam yadadayanyastam drishadidayamanena manasa. Sri Deviyai Namaha, that is how Amba is addressed here, control over all animals. So, whatever may be the type of animal it is, you know, fierce animals and all, control over all of them. Devi, O Devi, Katam, how, Te Prapadam, Prapadam means the your forefoot, the front side of your foot, Kirtinam Padam, a seat of fame, kirti, is a seat of fame. Your front portion of the feet is the seat of fame. And vipadam, apadam. Vipadam means all kinds of mishap, danger, all kinds of accidents. So vipadam, apadam, it is beyond the reach of any kind of problems, any kind of mishaps. To whom? To your devotees. Your feet is the only solution for any kind of mishaps. Neetam, is it reduced? Katina kamati karparatulam. Such a glorious feat, is it reduced to equality with the hardened back shell of the tortoise? So that is the kind of comparison. Acharya thinks normally they give the comparison of the feet of Amba, the way it is curved, is supposed to be Kurma Prishtu Jayishnu Prabhadan Vidaye Namaha. So the Kurma Prishtam is supposed to be the back of the tortoise. So that is how her feet, front portion of the back portion, the bottom portion is supposed to be bent that way. So that's what it says. So Kurma Prishta Jayishnu Prabhadan Vidaye Namaha in Lalita Sahasranamam. So such a feat, so is it not reduced in glory if it is compared to that? To the back shell of the tortoise, sadbihi, by the sadhus are the one who compare like that. Katamva, how also, how to, ಉಪಯಮನ ಕಾಲೇ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾರೇಜ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಯಮನಂ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾರೇಜ್ ಯತ್ ಆದಾಯ ಬಾಹುಭ್ಯಾಂ ವಾಸಿತ್ ದ ಡೇವಿಸ್ ಫುಡ್ ವಾಸಿತ್ ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನ್ಯಸ್ತಂ ದೃಶತಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಬೈ ಪುರಬಿದ ಬೈ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಟೀಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾರೇಜ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕನ್ವೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರೈಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ಎ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್ ಅಮ್ಮಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಸ್ಮಾರೋಕಣ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರಿಚುವಲ್ ದೇರ್ ದಯಮಾನೇನ ಮನಸ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಂಪತಿ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಡಿಕ್ಯೂಲಿಂಗ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ಎ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಡಿಕ್ಯುಲಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರಮಶಿವ ಇಸ್ ಹೀ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಸೋ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಂಪಥೆಟಿಕ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಓ ಎಫ್ ಎಲ್ ಜೆಂಟ್ ಒನ್ ನಂಬ ಹೌ ವಾಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಫುಟ್ ಎ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೇಮ್ and beyond the reach of any mishaps for its devotees, reduced to equality with the hardened back shell of a tortoise, how can one compare with that? How too, at the time of marriage, was it those feet raised with his hands and placed on the hard stone by the destroyer of the cities, the Shiva, you know, Tripurahara. So Shiva, having heart full of sympathy, is that person having sympathy to keep your foot, such a nice foot, on the stone? So that is the question Acharya is asking. So again, Japa is done in the morning, facing east or north, 1,000 times for 15 days, and supposed to give the powers, the ability to control over animals. And yantram is supposed to be gold plate, naivedya, milk, payasam, coconut fruits and all that. So this is what this thing. And this asmarohanam, that is a ritual in marriage. So the words actually kirtinam and vipadam, both the words that are used here, they also refer to the bestowing of fame, kirti, and the warding off all danger, that is a vipadam. Vipadam removes all kinds of danger, all kinds of mishaps in the case of devotees by the grace of Amba's foot. By doing surrender unto her, they all get removed away. So the placing of the bright stone on a flat stone, this asmarokanam, this ritual, on which things are pounded, you know, with the help of a roller-like stone, pestle, we call it in Tamil, as I told, Ammi, by the bridegroom at the time of marriage, uttering the mantra, what it says, adishthemam asmanam, so asmaiva sirobhava, so it says, stand on this rock, and like a rock, be steadfast in life forever. That is a prayer. So you stand on this rock and be as firm like and steadfast like this stone. Actually, the same ritual is also performed during the Upanayana ceremony when the boy is made to stand on this, and the same mantra is recited. As I mentioned sometime earlier, the Upanayana ceremony of the boy, there are a lot of rituals similar to that in the marriage of the girl for the girl. So the reading, these Kantinam instead of Kirtinam also is preferred by some people instead of Kirtinam. By Kantinam also some people say, that means the splendor of your forefoot. That's a Kanti, the splendor, the effulgence. So this verse is not from Shankaracharya's, creation. So, you know, some people, they make this statement also. Kaivalya Ashrama, another commentator, you know, he says this is not Shankaracharya's verse, since, you know, they have got the other texts which support a similar situation. So in the southern manuscripts, nor in traditional recensions, such things are given. So he perhaps takes an exception. This may not be Shankaracharya. But anyway, that's detailed. We don't have to worry about that part of it. But this is the way Acharya is wondering the glory of Amba's feet, and even saying that Paramashiva doesn't have that sympathy or compassion to keep Amba's feet on such a hard stone. Let us go to Sloka 89. Nakairna kastrinam karakamala sankocha shashibihi tarunam divyanam hasatayivate chandicharanau palani swasthebhyam kisalaya karagrena dadataham ದರಿದ್ರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಭದ್ರಾಂ ಶ್ರೀಯಮನಿಷಮನ್ಹಾಯ ದದತೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಂಡಿಯೈ ನಮಃ Amba is worshipped here as Chandi. Chandi in Devi Mahatmyam. Chandi, reference of Chandi is made there. Bhakta Jana, Vipat, Vipanjana, Prachande, Devi Mahatmya Prasiddham. Supposed to be Amba is Chandi. So, Te Charanav, your feet, Dadatav, Badram, Shriyam, Anisham. It is of Anhaya. It is auspicious wealth it gives, Dadatav, it bestows auspicious wealth, Sarva Mangalam, incessantly and instantly, Anisham, Anhaya, it does. It gives Daridrebhyaha to whom? To the indigent, to the poor people, to the Daridras, to all those people. It gives all those great auspicious mangalam. It gives to all of them. Hasata eva, laugh as it were, ridiculed as it were. Nakaihi. Nakaihi means with their toenails. They laugh with their toenails. Shashibihi, how the toenails of your feet are, resembling moons. Resembling the moon, your toenails, that's how they are so beautiful. They cause what? Nakastrinam karakamala sankocha. What a beautiful comparison. Nakastrinam, nakastrisis are the celestial, the celestial maidens, the celestial ladies. So the lotus-like hands of the celestial women, they close out of shyness by looking at the brightness on the toenails. Tarunam divyanam, at the celestial trees also. Taru means the trees, celestial divyanam tarunam, the celestial trees. Palani dadatam, what they do, that grant the desired fruits, because all these kalpakavriksham parijatam, all those, you know, those celestial trees, they are capable of giving anything that you desire and ask of them. Swastebhyaha, to the celestials, the fortunate ones, kisalaya karagrena, through their finger-like sprouts, the fingers of all those celestial maidens, they are like sprouts, so the finger-like sprouts of them, so it makes them feel shy of that. O Chandi, Amba is addressed here as Chandi, your feet granting auspicious wealth, all mangalam, incessantly and instantly to the poor, to the indigent. They laugh as it were, those feet, they laugh as it were, with their toenails resembling moons, which cause the lotus-like hands of celestial women to close. Because at the time when the moon comes, they all close at the celestial trees that grant the desired fruits to the celestials. Because all these devatas, they go to all these parijata and all those trees, and whatever they want, they give through their finger-like sprouts. That's how those trees, they do this. So this is the comparison again with the celestial, this thing. So anhaya means sigrameva, quickly means very quickly they give whatever they are asked, they give, just grant immediately. So that is what this thing. And so the brightness of your fingernails, they are like as if, you know, they are laughing, or as if like in ridicule. That is how they have been karakamala sankocha shashibihi. The devata trees, you know, the celestial damsels, their hands are like lotus. And they fold the hands like this. It is like the lotus folding up. When? By looking at the moon. So your fingernails are like moon. And the devata trees, they fold their hands, doing namaskaram to you. And they fold it as if they see the chand, because the lotus-like hands, they close by seeing the moon, your finger lines being like the moon, and the petals of the lotus, they all, you know, close like that. So your toenails, they have got such a powerful, such a beautiful, soothing the prakasha, like that of moon. That is the imagination here. And again, as I told, morning facing east or north, 1,000 times for 30 days, japa is done. It should be elimination, not emanation. Elimination of all diseases, gold plate, jaggery, payasam, honey is supposed to be the naivedyam for practicing this shloka, parayanam of the shloka. Shloka 19. ददाने दीनेभ्यः சியமனிஷமாஷானுசதிருஷீம் அமந்தம் சௌந்தர்ய பிரகரமகரந்தம் விகிரதீம் தவாஸ்மின் மந்தார ஸ்தபக சுபகே யாது சரணே நிமஜ்ஜன்மஜ்ஜீவா கரணச்சரணா ஷட்சரணதாம். This is also another imagination here. Power to combat, you know, all kinds of mean practices. You know, people do all kinds of avicharikam and all kinds of mean practices they do. This is to eliminate the effects of all of them. Girisutaye namaha, that is how Amba is addressed here as Girisuta. Majjivaha means my life, my soul, let my life, let myself. Karana charanaha, they have the six sense organs as feet. I have six sense organs as feet. What are the six sense organs? The five organs of, you know, five sensory organs and mind. All five plus this mind together, put together is six sense organs. So that's what I have. So I am like an insect or whatever it is. I have these six as my feet. Yatu, they become Shatcharanatham. So let it become the six-footed honeybee. Shatcharanatham, the honeybee insects, they have 6 feet. So they let it be like, let that thing become like all my sense organs and my mind included, let them become the honeybee. For what? Nimajjan means plunging deep into asmin tava charane. As I mentioned every time, Acharya addresses Amba as if she is standing right in front of him. Asmin tava charane, in this your feet, as if showing the feet, in this feet, on this foot of yours, let them plunge deep into that like a honeybee. Which is what? Dadane dinebhyaha anisham. Dadane, they bestow always on dinebhyaha. Dinebhyaha means the helpless, the poor people, the people who have nothing. So such people bestowing always anisham, all the time. Shriyam, what do they bestow? They bestow shriyam, wealth. And ashanu sadrishim, according to their desires. Whatever they want, they give, they grant to them. The moment they come and surrender at your feet, whatever their desires are, they are capable of giving them to them. Amandam saundarya prakara makarandam vikirati. Vikirati means they scatter. Scattering, what do? Abandon honey. Abandam, amandam, saundaryam, prakara, makarandam. Abandon honey in the form of boundless beauty. That is amandam saundaryam. Lot of beauty in the form of beauty. And mandara stabaka subake, which is charming, like a cluster of mandara flowers. Mandara and all these are various flowers. So I don't know the translation of mandara flower in English. So let my soul, that is myself, having the six sense organs as feet, that is six sense organs, I told, the five sense organs plus mind, become a six-footed honeybee, plunging deep into this your food, which is always bestowing on the helpless, the dinaha, wealth according to their desires. Whatever one desires, you know, to desire something good also, one needs lot of punyam. Amba's anugraham is needed. Even if Amba comes right in front of us, and if she is asking, what do you want, we should know what to ask of her. Because that is why, when you recite Rudram, after reciting Sri Rudram, the Lord is immensely pleased. And He is ready to grant whatever one wants. But Vedamata, in her compassion, she teaches us what to ask of the Lord. Because when the Lord comes in front of us, we should not ask all kinds of mundane and all kinds of things. Vedamata teaches us. It gives a list of about 400 items, which includes everything a person can imagine or think, whatever is there in creation one can ask of and more. So all those things Vedamata teaches us how to ask of the Lord when the Lord comes right in front of us. So, which is charming, like a cluster of mandara flowers, when those fruit are like that, then wealth according to their desires they are giving. Scattering abundant honey in the form of boundless beauty, and which is charming like a cluster of mandara flowers. Again, Acharya is wondering at the beauty, describing at the beauty of Amba's feet and the glory of Amba's feet also. So Parayana is done facing east or north 1000 times for 30 days. The power to combat all kinds of mean practices. Gold plate, honey, payasam, all those things are all there given as a naivedyam here. So the Devi's feet, they are pretty and they are beautiful like a bunch of mandara flowers. So they are shining, they are lovely and they are beauteous celestial. Mandara flower also, as I told you, know, it's a celestial flower. It's not supposed to be available on earth. So which are of the all bestowing celestial tree. So the Parijata tree, the Karpaka Vriksham, they are all bestowing. So the beauty is so extraordinary of the feet that the luster scattered all around the luster that looks like large quantity of honey spread out from the flower. So imagine a flower which is overflowing with honey and it scatters all over the place. So such a beautiful scene, that is how your glory is. You are bestowing the power of bestowing, and your karuna, your compassion to bestow all the goodness, good to all the people is so much. So Devi's feet, you know, they always, they are engaged in giving, distributing wealth and whatever to the needy and whatever the devotee has according to his desire, to his heart's content. So the devotee, he prays that Devi's feet may dwell in his heart forever, so that he may be in incessant meditation upon them. That is what his request is. O Amba, your feet is capable of doing this. So what do? You keep your feet in my mind. Let my mind remember your feet all the time. That is what the prayer is. Actually, even in Sivananda Lahari, when we look, that is also the 27th sloka, that this Acharya, the devotee very, very nicely prays to Shiva, Lord Shiva, O Shiva, I want to give you something, but I want to give you something which you don't have. So what can I give you? So he is, Karaste Hemadrav, in your hand you have got this Hiranmaya, this mountain, Mahameru, which is supposed to be golden, gold mountain. So you have got so much of riches with the gold, so I cannot bring you any gold, whatever it is, ornament or something. Girisha Nikataste Dhanapadav. Your friend is whom? Dhanapadi. That is, Dhanapati is Kubera. He is your friend. Whatever you want, he will give you. And Grahaste, in your house, what are the things you have? Swarbhusha, you have got Kalpaka Vriksham. Amarasurabhi, Kamadenu you got. Chintamani Gane, Chintamani and all those kinds of stones, which by your mere thought, they will give you whatever you want. And if I want to give you some comfort, for example, in a cool place or something, Shiraste, what do you have? Sitamsa, Yoga Chandra, who gives you all the cool rays. Charana Yugale, what do you have? Akila Shube, all kinds of Mangalam, they are all seated on your pair of feet. When this is the case, what can I give you? I have nothing to give you. So what I am going to give you? I am going to give you my mind. Bhavatu bhavadartam mama manaha kamartam dasyeham. Bhavatu bhavadartam mama manaha. I am going to give you my mind. So that this, please have this mind. I am giving it to you as a gift so that you won't return this back to me. It is permanently, it should be with you. So that is what the prayer is. So here when you say, I am giving the mind, not that you can pluck the mind and give it to the Lord, I want your feet, you should be in my mind all the time. That is a prayer. So here also the prayer is to have Amba's feet in my dhyanam all the time. That is perfect surrender. When a person surrenders to Amba in that bhava, she is going to help and she is going to do whatever is necessary for us to get upliftment in our life and get shreyas in life. Sloka 91. Padanyasa krida parichayamivarabdhu manasaha skalantasem khelam bhavana kalaham sana jagati atastesham shiksham Subhagamani manjirarnitaham chalada chakshanam charanakamalam charu charite. Sri Charu Charitayai Namaha. Acquisition of land, property, riches, all kinds of things. Charu charite, అడ్రస్సింగ్ అంబా, వాట్ అ నైస్ నేమ్ టు అడ్రస్, గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ రైచియస్ హిస్టరీ, చరిత్రం, యువర్ చరిత్రం ఇస్ దాట్ రైచియస్ చరిత్రం, ధార్మిక్ చరిత్రం, ది చరిత్రం ఆఫ్ అ పతివ్రత స్త్రీ, ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్ఫుల్, అండ్ వాట్ డూ యూ డూ, యువర్ ది యువర్ గెయిత్ ఇస్ సో గ్రేస్ఫుల్, తే భవన కలహంసాహ, భవన కలహంసాహ, సో ది యువర్ గెయిత్ ఇస్ సో గ్రేస్ఫుల్ దట్ యువర్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ స్వాన్స్ దర్ ఆర్ ఇన్ యువర్ భవనం, ఇన్ యువర్ హౌస్ యు గాట్ ఆల్ దీస్ హంసాస్, ది దోస్ హంసాస్ ఆరబ్దు మనసహా ఇవ విత్ ద ఇంటెంట్ టు స్టార్ట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ యువర్ గెయిట్ పదన్యాస క్రీడా పరిచయం, సో దే లుక్ అట్ యువర్ గెయిట్ అండ్ యువర్ గెయిట్ ఈస్ సో గ్రేస్ఫుల్ దట్ ది స్వాన్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ గార్డెన్ దే వాంట్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ యువర్ గెయిట్, సో విత్ ద ఇంటెంట్ టు స్టార్ట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ యువర్ గెయిట్ పదన్యాస క్రీడా పరిచయం స్కలంత దే జంప్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ సో దట్ దే వోంట్ మిస్ ఈవెన్ ది వన్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ యువర్స్ న జగతి డూ నాట్ అబాండన్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దే ఖేలం యువర్ గెయిట్ సో దే ఆర్ సో ఈగర్ టు ఫాలో యువర్ గెయిట్ అండ్ ట్రై టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ సో దే హ్యావ్ టు జంప్ అండ్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్ అండ్ ఆల్ టు మేక్ ష్యూర్ దట్ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ కరెక్ట్ అత సో చరణకమలం యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ తేషాం శిక్షాం ఆచక్షాణం ఇవ ఆచక్షాణం ఇవ ఇంపార్ట్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఇన్ టు దోస్ బర్డ్స్ టు దోస్ స్వాన్స్ యాస్ ఇట్ వర్ చలాత్ ఇన్ ద గేజ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రణిత దట్ ఈస్ ద టింక్లింగ్ యు నో యు ఆర్ వేరింగ్ వాట్ సుభగమణి మంజీర యువర్ యాంక్లెట్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఎంబెడెడ్ విత్ బ్రిలియంట్ జర్మ్స్ దట్స్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ వేరింగ్ ద టింక్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ యాంక్లెట్స్ సో బై వాచింగ్ ద టింక్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హియరింగ్ దెమ్ దే ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఫాలో యువర్ స్టెప్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ట్రై టు ప్రాక్టీస్ దోస్ స్టెప్స్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ లైక్ దోస్ స్వాన్స్ ద స్వాన్స్ దే వాంట్ టు ఫాలో యువర్ స్టెప్స్ ఓ గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ రైచియస్ హిస్టరీ చారు చరితే బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్ అబౌట్ దమ్ బా యువర్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ స్వాన్స్ యాస్ ఇఫ్ ఇంటెంట్ ఆన్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ టు బ్యాలెన్స్ దర్ స్టెప్స్ విత్ ట్రిప్లింగ్ గేట్ డూ నాట్ అబాండన్ యువర్ ఫీట్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఫాలోయింగ్ దెమ్ సో యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఇంపార్ట్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ యాస్ ఇట్ వర్ ఇన్ ద గైస్ ఆఫ్ ద టింక్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ యాంక్లెట్ ఎంబెడెడ్ విత్ బ్రిలియంట్ జర్మ్స్ దట్ ఆల్సో అగైన్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ అంబాస్ గేట్ సో జపా ఇస్ డన్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ ఫేసింగ్ ఈస్ట్ ఆర్ నార్త్ 2000 times ఫార్ 25 days acquisition of land and all kinds of property and riches are supposed to be the benefit of this and gold plate is supposed to be the yantram and any good offering whether it is a fruit or whatever it is a person can offer anything to this thing so again charane means ambas pada pankaje the lotus like you know the feet of amba And so actually charu charite the way they are trying to this thing charu sundaram charitam the charitam is the amba's the glory is charu sundaram charitam sancharo gamanam charitram va yasyaha saru charitaha sampruti so that's what some people so charitam tu pavitre syat sanchare vratakarmani ఇది విశ్వ సో దర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్స్ అబౌట్ ద వే అంబ ది చారు చరితే అంబ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ వన్ చారు చరితే కలహంస మీన్స్ రాజహంస ది రాజహంస దట్ ఆర్ దేర్ సో రాజహంసాస్తు తే చంచు చరణై లోహితై సితా ఇది అమరాజ్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ హియర్ సో దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ది స్వాన్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ యువర్ గార్డెన్ దే ట్రై టు ప్రాక్టీస్ దేర్ గేట్ Normally we compare the gait of a beautiful woman to that of a swan. Whereas here the swans are themselves, they are getting practice of their gait from Amba's gait. So the swans, what they did, they reared in Shiva's abode. They are called Kalahamsas. The Kalahamsa that is said in this shloka, they are the ones that are in Shiva's abode. They are called Kalahamsa. So they closely follow Devi as she walks. They are in Shiva's abode, they are following her. But they stumbled and they are tripping, this is imagination, and tripping in their gait and seem to be keen in their endeavor, in their effort to learn Amba's graceful gait. That's what it is. So the tingling of Devi's anklet, the one that is studded with all kinds of precious stones, lustrous with all these gems, so that they appear to be imparting kind of verbal instruction. this is like the dance teachers, you know, they are the way they give instructions. So the verbal instructions they try to give to the swans as in the act of walking. So Shinyana Manimanjira Mandidasri Padambujaye Namaha. So Marali Mandagamanaye Namaha. So these are all various names in Lalita Sahasranamam. They describe the tinkling of Devi's anklets, whatever she is wearing in her leg, the leg ornament. And her slow and graceful gait, they have been exquisitely, they are combined in this particular shloka. That's what it says now. So presenting an instruction in the act of walking to the swans. So that's what it is supposed to doing that. So the imagination of Acharya again, that her gait is even, the swans are trying to learn from her gait, is again shows the grace of Amba, and also the way a stree is portrayed in our culture. So that is a Charu Charite, a stree of such great conduct. A woman of such great conduct, you know, for them, everything they do, they have a natural splendor in that. Even though they don't have to take any extra steps to walk such a beautiful way, naturally they have the grace built into them. Sloka 92.
गतास्ते मञ्चत्वं द्रुहिणहरि रुद्रेश्वरभृतः शिवस्वच्छच्छाया घटितकपटप्रच्छदपटः त्वदीयानां भासां प्रतिफलनरागारुणतयः शरीरी शृङ्गारो रस इव दृशां तोग्विकुतुकम्.
Another nice imagination. Vijayayai Namaha. Amba is addressed as Vijaya. Power to rule all the kingdoms and all kinds of victory. So, Druhina Hari Rudreshwara Vrithaha. Druhina means Brahma. Your functionaries. Who are your functionaries? Brahma, Hari, Vishnu, Rudra, Shiva, Rudra, Shiva, Rudra. So, all those and Ishvara. So, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara. Rudra, Ishvara. So all your functionaries, te manchatvam gataha. We have already, panjabrahma sanastita, we have already seen this thing earlier. So they all have become your cot. Your cot, the legs of your cot, the pillars of your cot, your bed. And Shivaha swachachaya. So Shiva with his clear luster, kapata prachadapataha, he has transformed himself into an apparent bed cover. So this is mancha, whatever it is. So this we have already seen. So the four legs of her cot are supposed to be Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara. And the bed, the plank or the bed cover is supposed to be Sadashiva. And that is what Shiva is supposed to be, Kapata Prachatapataha. So Pratipalana Raga Arunataya Twadiyanam Basam. This is where the imagination comes so beautifully of the Acharya. Reddened by your reflected luster. Now, think of this cot, where all these four, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara, they are the legs. And the plank, that is Sadashiva. And it's like the bed cover for that particular cot. And Amba is so beautiful. Her kanti is so bright. And because of her kanti, what happens, the bed cover, that is Sadashiva, that bed cover is excessively nicely reddened by your reflected luster. Kanti is so much that kanti reflects on that particular, you know, that bed cover and reflects so nicely, so reddened, so nice. How does it appear? Shringaro rasaha shariri iva. Shariri Iva means as the embodied erotic sentiment, Shringara Rasam. If Shringara Rasam, if it takes the form of a human shape, if it gets a body, how it will look like? it appears as though the Sringara Rasa itself has taken the form of a human being. So that is how the Sadashiva appears now. And what happens to you? You look at that Sadashiva and Drisham Dogdi Kutukam. Kutukam. That gives lot of joy to your eyes. You look at your own reflection on Sadashiva, which makes him appear as if he is the embodiment of Sringara Rasa, and you get joy out of that. You enjoy that sight. You are so happy to see that way. So your function is Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara. They have become your cart, pillars of the cart. And Shiva, with his clear lustre, has transformed himself into an apparent bed cover, reddened by your reflected lustre as the embodied erotic sentiment. Sringara Rasa is translated as erotic sentiment and yields joy to your eyes. You yourself enjoy such a beautiful form of that Lord who himself, you know, became the embodiment of Sringara Rasa by the mere reflection of your Sharira Kanti. That's what is imagined here. So Japa is done morning facing east or north 4,000 times for 30 days. Power to rule kingdoms one can have, such a great power one can gain. Gold plate is the yantram, and all kinds of chitranam, various mixed rices, you know, they are called chitranam. That is what is given here as the naivedyam. So Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara, they are all the persons in the Puranas. The Purana, they are all of Puranic origin. They are endowed with the authority. That is why, you know, they are all given the functionaries. They are endowed with the adhikara. We can say each one, Brahma has the adhikara of srishti, Vishnu to sustain, Rudra to cause destruction. So they are all endowed with all these functionaries. They are all endowed with all those powers. They are, you know, we have seen this already earlier, I think, 25 or 26, somewhere around that. So in order to be in close proximity to Devi, what they do, they have transformed themselves into four legs. How to be proximal to her? So they converted themselves into the four legs of the cot on which Devi is seated. And the mattress of the cot is formed by Sadashiva. That's what we already told. So they are really manifestation of what? Of the Parabrahman. The Parabrahman, the Lord himself, Parabrahman, they transform, they appeared in this form, entrusted with definite functions like creation, sustenance, all those definite functions. And then, so reference, actually here we can, Panjabrahma, Sanastita, we have already seen this Nama there, and Panjabrahma Swarupini, and also the various other names in Lalita Sahasranama, they are all describing this particular thing. And according to Agamas, even the Devi Agamas and the Shaiva Agamas and all, so the 21 tattvas, there are, you know, various tattvas like, you know, earth, water, fire principle, air, ether, so they are all various tattvas. And ether, in their gross and subtle forms, both in their gross form and subtle forms, actually this, we have seen this in some detail in Tattva Bodha, all these various tattvas in gross form and subtle forms, and manas, the mind, the five jnanendriyas, five sense organs of knowledge, in the five karmendriyas, organs of organ, they form the substratum. So they are all the 21 tattvas. So the five elements and the manas and the five jnanendriyas, 5 plus 5, 10, and 5 karmendriyas and the 15, and the pancha pranas, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, the pancha pranas, and mind. So antakarana, mind means it can be anything, mind, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all of them grouped together is called antakarana in Vedanta. I am not going into the detail here, but I just want to only give you how that number 21 has come. So all the 21 tattvas, all of them, so they form the substratum in the microcosm. So the six chakras, right from Mooladhara to Ajna chakra, so all those things, that also I mentioned during our, in the earlier slokas. So above the Ajna chakra, what is there? The Brahma Granthi, if you remember all these Brahma Granthi, Rudra Granthi, Vishnu Granthi, Surya Mandala, Chandra Mandala and all those things, when we described all the various chakras in the body. So Ajna Chakra and the Brahma Granthi, that exists the Bhupuram. If you remember the Sri Chakra, the Bhupura remains there with three quadrangles, the quadrangular ramparts in them, and in the Sahasrara with four openings. So there are three lines in them, and the four openings are also there. one on each side, presided over from the eastern entrance onwards by Maya, Shuddha Vidya, Maheshwari and Sadashiva, all those things. You know, I don't know whether you remember those pictures when I cannot pull them out right now. In the quadrangle that is there in the Bhupura, the four gates, they were all occupied by all these various deities. I mentioned them. Those names were also written in those pictures. Maya, Shuddha Vidya, Maheshwari and Sadashiva. And Shuddha Vidya is supposed to be in close affinity to and the Amba, and hence, you know, overshadowed by Sadashiva. So that is how they are. And therefore becomes identical within the, you know, the Bindavasthana. Bindavasthana is the place where the Bindupitam, where Amba resides. So in the Sri Chakra, so in the center, so that is how she is portrayed there. And so all these various, the Shiva and Shakti Tattvas, they all shine in perfect union at the Bindu Bindavasthana. So that is what is again kind of implied here in this shloka. Actually, interpreters, they bring all these various tattvas here to interpret this shloka. But we just see it as, again, the beauty of Amba portrayed in a nice manner. Here, how the Shringara Rasam of the way her own Sharira Kanti reflected on Sadashiva makes her feel so happy. Shloka 93. Arala Kesheshu Prakriti Sarala Mandahasite Shirishabha Chitte ृषदुपलशोभाकुचतटे भृशं तन्वी मध्ये पृतुर्रसिजारोहविषये जगत्रातुं शम्भोः जयति करुणा काचिदरुणा. अगेन अम्बाइस अड्रस् हियर एस विजयायै नमः, पवर् टु रूल अगेन किंगडम्स. सो शम्भोः काचित् करुणा, दि इंडेस्क्राइबल, the glory, grace of Shambhu, Aruna means the Aruna Shakti of Amba. There are various Shakti for the Amba. Parashakti displays her valor in so many forms. This Aruna Shakti is one. Jagatratum, for the protection of the universe, Jayati, it shines gloriously. So in Shambhu, the grace of Shambhu, what happens? For the protection of the universe, the Aruna Shakti shines very gloriously. The Karuna Shakti, Arala Kesheshu, curly in her curly hair, Arala Kesheshu, Prakriti Sarala Mandahasite, naturally pleasant. This is Prakriti Sarala. It is not an artificial smile. It is a naturally pleasant smile. The way Amba is, some people say, he say, oh, his face is always like a smiling face, you know. So it's a naturally pleasant. You cannot create a smile and make it natural. It's very difficult. Chitte Shirishaba. It is very soft as the Shirisha flower in mind. There is also so very, very soft in the mind. And Kuchatate Drushadu Palashoba. In the breast, it is hard like the diamond in rock in Kuchatate. Madhye Brisham Tanvi. It is very slender in the waist. Prithuhu, very expansive or very, very big. Urasijaha, in the region of the breast. And Aroha Vishaye, and also in the hips and around in the waist region. So again, the beauty of Amba is now given here. Curly in hair and naturally sweet in smile. Soft as the Sirisha flower in mind. Hard like the grinding stone in the breast. Intensely slender in the waist. Expansive in the regions of the breasts and hips. The indescribable Aruna Shakti, the grace of Shambhu, shines gloriously for the protection of the universe. So, her glory is Shambhu's glory. Shambhu's glory is her glory. Japa is done. Morning facing east or north 4,000 times, 30 days. Power to rule kingdoms, gold plate, chitranam, they are all supposed to be the naivedyam and all for this particular. So, the Shiva's Karuna itself is Amba. Shiva's Karuna, the form of compassion, of the embodiment of compassion of Shiva is Amba. So, supposed to provide all kinds of Manoratha Siddhi, whatever one thinks of, they are all supposed to be provided by this thing. So, Arala Keshesu is supposed to be the crookedness is found only in curls, the hair, the head, the hair of Amba in the head, supposed to be crooked, supposed to be curled. So such a beautiful hair, that is what is described here. So Arala Keshesu, the crookedness that is found only in the curls of hair locks. So of Devi. So, and the Sarala, Sarala is, you know, it is simplicity, it is uprightness, very beautiful. And notice in very, Devi is very pleasing, gentle smile. So that is how it is. The beauty is noticed in her gentle smile. And the Shirisha flower, suppose another celestial flower, is noted for its very soft and tender nature. Supposed to be very tender and very soft. So Devi's frame, the gatra of Amba, or mind, her chitta, that is said to be very soft. Amba's body and also Amba's mind are supposed to be extremely soft. And Drishad means, in the Drishad we have already seen that particular usage, supposed to be very hard like a stone. And Karuna or compassion or mercy, that is described generally as being of red color. Normally when they describe compassion, sympathy and all, that is supposed to be red. So Devi's grace manifests itself, as it were, in her reddish frame. Amba is supposed to be so reddish in frame, you know, supposed to be like the hibiscus flower and all that thing. So Aruna is the name of Shakti's identical, you know, with the Shakti identical with Shiva. Aruna Shakti is supposed to be identical with Paramashiva. And the assumption of form or the embodiment by the formless Chit Shakti, identical with Shiva, is solely for the protection of the universe. Of the universe means all her creation and all. And the crookedness and the simplicity, slenderness and all that thing, they are all softness, they are all pairs of opposite. For example, crookedness and artlessness. That is one, crooked is one thing and artlessness another thing. And slenderness and prodigiousness is another one. Softness and hardness, the hardness like the breasts are supposed to be, softness and hardness, they are all these pairs of opposites. They are found in Amba. They render her indescribable by thoughts and words. How to describe these kind of opposite attributes? One saying that they are so beautiful, so nice, another is so hard and all that thing. How can you describe them? Such Amba as an embodiment of compassion. So that is how the wonder is, and that's what Acharya tries to express it here in this shloka. Shloka 94. Kalanga kasturi rajanikara bimbam jalamayam kalabikarpuraihi marakata karandam nibiditam atastadbhogena pratidinamidam riktakuharam vidhirbhuyo bhuyo nibidayati noonam tavakrute. Sati Devi namaha. Sati Devi, attainment of all kinds of objectives, ishta prapti, whatever a person would like to desire. Idam kalanga kasturi. Kalanga kasturi means the musk. It's a fragrant stuff. The kalanga kasturi, the moon is supposed to have kalankam, all these, you know, various parts in the moon. So this, the moon's part is musk. Now Acharya is now comparing various things. Rajanikara bimbam jalamayam marakata karandam. The moon's watery disk, the disk around, the orb around the moon is supposed to be so nice, so beautiful, so, you know, sheetam, supposed to be the watery disk. That is the emerald container. It is a container like a cup, like an emerald cup made up of emerald. Nibiditam, that is fully filled with what? Kalabihi karpuraihi. Karpuraihi means a camphor constituted by the kalabihi, the various kalas, the moon's various digits of the moon, the various crescent, the moon's kalas, the shodasa kalas. Ataha, so, noonam, it is true that Vidhi refers to here Brahmaji, Nibidayati Bhuyo Bhuyo. He refills again and again that cup, which is the emerald cup, he refills again and again, Tava Krite, for your use, Rikta Kuharam, this cup which is emptied, Rikta Kuharam, it is drunk, it's emptied, Pratidinam, Tvad Bhogena, by your use, of the contents of the cup, you empty every day, And Brahmaji's job is what? Keeping on filling that cup. That's what he is doing. So the dark spot in the moon is musk. The moon's watery disk is the emerald cup, fully filled with refined camphor, constituted by the moon's digits. The various, the colors of the moon, they constitute the various, the camphor. Hence it is true that Brahmaji refills again and again this cup, which is emptied daily by your use of its contents. So you keep on using them, and because of that it becomes emptied, and he is filling them all the time. So again, so due to the similarity of the dark spots, you know, the moon has all the dark spots. There is a kalanga, supposed to be the moon in the moon. They are compared to the musk. Musk is also supposed to be, kasturi is supposed to be dark. And of the shining moon to an emerald cup, and the digits of the moon, they are supposed to be bits of refined camphor. So the Acharya, he conceives that the moon is only a cup and not the moon itself. That's what Acharya is comparing. Whatever the moon we are thinking of, the moon is not any moon. It is just only a cup. What it contains water scented with musk and not a dark spot. The dark spot are all musk. And the digits are bits of refined camphor and not the digits of the moon. The digits of the moon, they are not real digits, because moon itself is not moon. He said it's only a cup. So the various digits that we think of the digits, they are only bits of camphor intended for Devi's use. For Amba's use only they are made. So the waning and waxing of the moon, you know, in the Krishna Paksham and the Shukla Paksham, the ascending and the descending, the various moon. So during the dark and bright halves of the lunar month, which is reckoned as a day of the Divine Mother, are the effects of Devi's utilization of the scented water and the replenishment of the water by Brahmaji every day. What a beautiful comparison. The day, every day, this is what happens during the bright half and the dark half of the lunar month. They are all every day reckoned. Every day how? By Amba drinking, emptying that cup, one day is gone. So for another day again, for her drinking, Brahmaji again pours, again fills up the cup. She drinks that entire thing, another day is gone. That is how every day goes, by Brahmaji constantly filling that cup. So that is another beautiful imagination by Acharya. I don't know whether I have time for one more sloka. Let me see. Here in 94. Let me see 95 if I can do. Purara terantaha puramasita tatvacharanayohom saparya maryadam saralakaranam sulabham tathahete nitaham shatamakamukaha siddhimatulam simatulam tavadvaropanta stitibhi animadyabhi amaraha. This is another beautiful imagination. Healing of all kinds of wounds, karunaye namaha, Amba is addressed like that. Tvam, you are purarathehe antaha puram asi. You are the principal queen of the enemy of the three cities, that is Parameshiva. Purarathehe antaha, the one who is the enemy of all of them, puram asi. And you are the queen of that, the queen of Parameshiva. Tataha, hence, saparya maryada, saparya, the honor, the maryada, the honor, the privilege of worshipping you. Pacharanayoho, worshipping your feet, asulabha, is not easy, because you are the principal coin of the enemy of three, that is Parameshiva. So to even approach her is so difficult. So to worship your feet, go near to you and then worship your, is very, very difficult. It's not easy. Tarala karananam, for those whose senses are uncontrolled. That is the condition. All people cannot go near Amba. For those people who don't have sense control, such people, they cannot even approach her. So tarala karananam, for those whose senses are uncontrolled, it is asulabha. It is not easy. Tatahi, therefore, yetehe, it is that shatamaka mukaha amaraha. the celestials having Indra as their chief. Indra is supposed to have all these, you know, the various this thing, the devas, they are all supposed to be people without any sense control, the devas, you know. For them, so it is very difficult to reach you, to come near you. Atulam siddhim nitaha. They have gained unequaled supernatural powers. They have all gained, though. They cannot come near you, but they have still gained unequaled supernatural powers. How? Animadhyabihi. Along with or equal to those of anima and all others. This anima, the siddhis. Anima, garima, mahima, all those various astasiddhis. So, all those siddhis, they have all gained all of them. Tavat dvaropantastitibihi. Abiding near your doorway. They wanted to come near you. They could not come. So, right at the entrance, they were stopped by the anima and all those shaktis. And they were there only. They could not reach you. By just standing there in front of all these various siddhis, anima, the siddhis, they gained those powers. That is how they got them. Still, they could not reach you because they are not people of self-control. You are the principal queen of the enemy of the three cities. Hence the honor, the privilege of worshipping your feet is not easy for those whose senses are uncontrolled. Therefore it is that the celestials, the devas, having Indra as their chief, have gained unequaled supernatural powers along with or equal to those of anima and others abiding near your doorway. They could not reach you. So morning facing east or north 108 times for 45 days. Healing of all kinds of wounds and all kinds of ailments. Gold plate is supposed to be the yantram. Jaggery or tilanam is supposed to be the nevedyam for this thing. So this is again another beautiful verse where people without self-control, sense control cannot reach Amba. And even for Indra and all, they have to stand on the doorway. But they have gained all the, you know, devas have so many powers they have got. And all those powers they just acquired by standing at the doorway because they were stopped right at this doorway by all the anima, yadi, shaktis. So, and they gained it from them. So, that is another imagination by Acharya. So, we'll stop here in this shloka. And in the next webinar, we should be able to complete this series of lectures on Saundarya Lahari. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य य परस्य महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायण इफ द ऑडियो हैज नॉट बीन आल्सो देयर फॉर सम टाइम व्हाट वी विल डू आई हैव सेपरेटली रिकॉर्डेड द ऑडियो सो अलोंग विद द ऑडियो आई विल आल्सो पुट दी वेरियस श्लोकास इन दी साइट सो दैट वन कैन रिलेट टू दी Shlokas, seeing the shlokas on screen, on your screen, and also listening to the audio. I don't know, sometimes the Citrix, it does some strange thing to me. I don't know how to deal with that. So, okay, I'm going to sign off for today, and then we will see next week.